3, 2, 1.
What is up, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome to the gathering. We are so excited to be here with you tonight. It's been a long, long time for us. We are recording this on an off night, which is a Monday night, but it's still fun to do and to hang out. So, you know what? I never gather alone. I might as well get to the following fellow members of the gathering. First off, we have Daniel.
Yo, what's up, everyone?
What's up, Daniel? We have Oscar. What's up, Oscar?
West, what's going on tonight?
Not much, brother. We are missing Derek tonight. We don't have any fill-ins. So,
yeah, it's too bad. I just listened to the last episode. He missed the requirements to be on cast, so he's out.
You know,
thank you guys, by the way.
Welcome back, Daniel. No, you had done a full episode before that.
Yeah, but I didn't listen to that previous episode till like this week, and I'm like, oh, you know,
you know, if you miss, it's fair game, dude. Sorry, I'm just saying, it is fair game. What's up, nerds and nerdettes, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen? Thank you for joining our little nerd podcast we like to call The Gathering, and kind of it's catching on, The Gathering Nerds. So we appreciate you tuning in tonight and giving us a listen. Your first time you're hearing us, we talk a whole bunch of nerd stuff, video games, nerd news. We go back in time and talk about stuff that happened a long time ago, and we finish the show bagging on each other. Tonight, we have some really cool things coming up, so stick around. We're going to check out John Carpenter, some new music from his movie. We got the new Spider-Man trailer, which we're gonna listen to later, and we have a really, really, really cool back in time. So it's going to be exciting. So stick around and have some fun with us. All right. So first off, what we like to do each and every week is check in with the members of the gathering. And tonight we will check in with Oscar first, see what's up with him. Oscar, what's up?
What's going on, guys? What's up, gathering? Nothing much. You know, I just started the semester this year. I just started math and my math class and the English class. So it'll be statistics and graphing. And the English class will be like kind of like an introduction to comprehension, something like that. I'm not too sure, but it's going to be an interesting semester for me. Now, working at the school, anyone out there that's listening that is a high school student, I want to know your feedback. Are you an asshole to your teachers or your classmates? Assholes to the teachers, because I don't want to say the school I'm at, but man, these kids are disrespectful to the teachers. Oh, they're only asking you guys to put away your phone for like 20 minutes. Let the teacher do the spiel. Don't have any like comments and just listen. Or if not, they're going to be on your ass. And this kid was disrespectful to the teacher. Like, he literally said, like, I'm sorry, princess. And like, because he's asking to put away the phone multiple times. So I had to step in. I took him outside and I told him, like, look, bro, like, you can't be disrespectful to the teacher like that. She's asking you to put your
ass. Oscar stepped up to the mic and was like, what's up, dude? Get it together. Oh, shit.
This is called being an adult. When you're a kid, you don't care. Now you're an adult.
You know, these are junior high, and I mean juniors and seniors in high school. I'm like, and I'm just like very like I was like damn, like I remember if I was in that and that when I was in high school, if I talked to a teacher like that, that's an expulsion. Like, you know, like that's just, it's just crazy.
Yeah, I actually, just true story. When I was in junior high, I was probably more of a dick to my teachers. High school, not as much, because I was playing sports. I didn't want to not play sports. But there's something about, like, that teacher-kid mentality, dude, like, where you kind of, like, you're finding your way, and you're, you know, there's a little rebellion in some of those kids. I'd say 80% of them are good to go, you know, most of the time. And then you get your 20% that are just like, let's go toe-to-toe, teach. Come on, fuck you, you know?
Pretty much, but I mean, you can tell, like, everyone for the whole week, they thought I was a Marine. So that's why they haven't really, like, picked on me or, like, so they've pretty much been listening to me. And I never said I'm a Marine, and I never said I did it. I'm not a Marine, so
I didn't say it was.
I mean, I don't want to. I don't want to. I don't want to disrespect any veterans out there or anyone like that, but like the students believe I was I'm a Marine. I guess my body shape, because one of them asked me like, "Hey, like, well, how long you been out of the Marines?" I was like, "What made you think I was a Marine?" And they just said you look built, and I was like, "Oh, okay." And I left it as that. I never said I'm not a Marine, and I never said I am a Marine. So I mean, I left it kind of vague, I guess.
So you do they now think you're not a Marine? So now you're gonna get your ass kicked?
Actually, no. Like they have this. They've been following my directions every time I've been like I step up and like that. Once I see students go overboard and not like starting to be disrespectful, that's when I step in. I'm like, all right, guys, you really need to pay attention now. Like or you know, and then everyone just shuts up.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know, Daniel. How were you with your teachers? Were you pretty cool with them, or were you kind of it really?
I was a little shithead probably too.
Yeah,
I feel like you can be a little shit for a little bit, you know, be a horse around a little bit for the beginning, and then like you know when the teacher says, "Hey, like quit your shit, let's get this together, like get your shit together," yeah. You know, that's pretty much
more me. Normal. More, I want to say maybe 80% of my teachers I was like super cool with more, so I got away with a lot of the stuff what I did, so it was pretty cool.
But I don't know, there were certain teachers that I didn't like and I felt didn't like me too. So there's also that kind of like clashing dynamic. I mean, it's human beings interacting, so you don't always get along with every human being. So yeah. I remember there was a teacher like, screw this guy. Like, you know, like, I don't know, the way they would talk to you or demean you or the way they would say something to you. I don't know. Oscar, good luck. If you're working with high school kids, do good luck.
Because I'm not even a teacher. I'm an aide for the teacher. So it's like I'm just a helper. But I'm trying to do them the best to like get these kids in shape. I'm like, damn, some disrespectful motherfuckers.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. It's probably even worse now. And I can't even imagine what it's like with cell phones in high school. Like that just shows you my age. But dude, like seriously,
it's coke to them. They can't put it down. They can't put it down. They have to be on their phones the whole time in class. Like it's just crazy. It's just ridiculous.
Phone addiction. It's real. PSA. For real. Like it is a real, it's a real thing.
PSA.
Yeah. It's a PSA right now. We are letting you know and warning you that phone addiction's real. All right. Daniel, what's up with you, man? How you doing?
Oh, yeah, not too bad. Not bad. Week. Nothing too nerdy. I got a new controller for my Xbox. So that was pretty cool. Other than that, just chill week. Too crazy. Yeah, not too bad.
I mean it sounds like your week was boring, so I guess mine's a little better. I'm gonna go into my week. Okay.
Go for
it. All right. I actually finally got to go check out Frank and Sons. That place is the new one. I haven't been there yet, which is really, really cool. I can't believe how big it is, and like it honestly feels like a convention in there. Oscar, I know you've been a couple times, but
oh yeah,
it's like a convention in that place now. It's ridiculous.
Ridiculous, yeah.
Yeah. Number two, I am going to advocate for this place. I think it's amazing. Now, for those of you who have never, this is the second time I went there. When my son visits, I know he's a huge video game fan. So we took him to go to this place called 2-Bit Circus. And if you've never heard of it, it's in downtown Los Angeles. It's an arcade, but it's, you know, like a lot of these arcades now, you buy these cards and you kind of scan. So your money's kind of hidden. You're like, it's so weird too. Like you can get a game and it's like 60 credits, but it's like, you know, like there's you get like 750 credits to start, which is like 35, but it's like weird how they credit it out. So you can't really figure out how much money you're spending. I thought it was hilarious. I'm like, these motherfuckers, man. So, just in general, like if you like VR, if you've never attempted VR, if you want to like have some really cool VR experiences, they do like, escape rooms there, which I think would be really cool for the gathering to go check out. I think it's actually a great idea. If we went down there, they do like, a zombie, VR experience where you're fighting with like four people and it's like,
that'd be cool.
Yeah. It's like a 5-minute.
That would be fun.
It's actually a lot of fun. That one's a lot of fun. Then you do this maze thing where you're like walking through a maze with the Minotaur. Really, really cool experience. And you can play like old vintage games. They got pinball. They got those basketball shooting things. They got some really like unique, like 4-on-4 Pac-Man games, like all this stuff. It's really cool. So it's in downtown 2-Bit Circus. Check it out. I got paid nothing to say that. Too bad. But it's really, really cool. Check that out. And You know, it's kind of funny because I realized I went and saw, and I was in front of all these Funkos and all these things, and my eye, like, I think my collectingness is changing and morphing to these things I want to get that I really, really want. Like, I don't want it all just because it's like, oh, I got to get it because it's like, there's certain things I see now, like, oh, like, I want to get this. And even if it's a little bit more, I'm going to wait to kind of get it, you know? So I thought that was kind of interesting because typically I'd be in a place like this and I would, something would catch my eye and I would not be able to stop and not buy it, you know? So I thought that was like, my toy addiction's gotten better. The help I'm seeking is working.
Yeah, you only got addicted to arcade cabinets.
Now. I'm addicted to arcade cabinets now, which is hilarious because fucking Walmart has Ms. Pac-Man on sale and it's actually a really, really good deal. So,
Just wait until we get a studio and then you can go all out with the arcade, bro.
No, you know what? The thing is like, it's cool because it's not, it's like, what I want to do, you guys would, but I'm like kind of working it out to get some like arcade, like rugs and stuff in the garage and like lighting and stuff. It's super cool. So stand by for that. That's a later episode when we go into the 80s arcade I want to build one day. So anyways, that's it for me, man. I don't have any much more stuff going on. I guess we can just kind of jump in and do a little nerd news.
Nerd news.
But we'll start off with video game news.
Prepare to qualify.
So, I actually saw this and I don't know how to feel about this. So, what is one of your favorite classic arcade games of all time? Do you have a favorite classic, like, you know, Pac-Man, Ms. Pac-Man, which I just mentioned? You have Asteroids, like Space Army Invaders. Slug? Which one's yours?
The Army Slug one, the arcade, the Army Slug game.
Army Slug, okay.
Metal Slug?
Metal Slug,
whatever. Hold on. I need a pen because I need to write down possible names for the podcast. One of Oscars will win tonight. All right. So it's not Army Slug. Metal Slug is a classic. Danny, what about you?
It has to be the Capcom versus Marvel.
Okay. What?
I agree on that one, yeah.
What video game do you think would make a great game show?
Oh, dang.
I'm just asking. I'm going to play this clip first. I think it's a great idea for a game show. Actually, you love this game. I think it's a lot of fun. I mean, it's kind of dated now. I think Mario too, but here is the game show that it should be coming out soon on Peacock. If you don't have Peacock, it's just another thing you got to buy. But here you go.
The greatest video game of the 80s.
Are you ready for it?
Is now the greatest showdown on TV. This is Frogger. $100,000 on the line.
You know the aim. Don't fall in. Get to the other side.
Ready? 3, 2.
So this game is like, literally, it's kind of like a floor is lava. You're jumping around. You know, trying to get from point A to point B. Things are moving. Things are pushing. Things are squirting. You know? So that sounded really dirty. Things are moving.
I know
things are moving, things are grooving, things are squirting. What do you think? Like, I think it's a great concept, but I was trying to think, like, you know, that'd be kind of fun. Like, what if you could, you know, I mean, Pac-Man would be kind of weird to do because you have people trying to dress as kind of ghosts chasing you. Mm-hmm. But like, I was like, there's some good ideas for games out there, and I was trying to think of some. I mean, Asteroids you really can't do. But
Mario would be pretty much like Wipeout.
Yeah, Mario, like running, like, yeah. I think it would be great though. Like, there's some great concepts for those. So hopefully this is a new trend. Hopefully this catches on. I think it's a great, great idea. Anyways, other video game news, and I'm a huge fan of this franchise. Love the first two video games of this franchise. I haven't played in a while, but I watched the trailer. Doesn't translate good into podcasting because it's mostly words and music, so you wouldn't really get the vibe for it. But Metroid Dread trailer came out, and actually is really cool. Either one of you ever play Metroid?
Mm-hmm.
No.
Yeah. It was one of those games that was very it was hard. It was a really, really hard game. But the concept of it, the actual, I think it was really ahead of its time when it was out for the NES and the SNES and, you know, the 64. So I'm just really excited, like, this one's coming out. I don't think I'd play it, but I'm just excited that that franchise lives, you know? I think it's a cool thing because it's a great franchise.
That's what I saw, too, recently. I don't know if you guys saw it. But they remastered, I want to say remastered is the right word, Contra.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so it's same, like, level, same everything, but just with the newer graphics and, like, 3D-ish.
Oh, I love Contra. Contra's a great game. Like, Contra, Super Contra, cool. Yeah. Mm-hmm. All those good games, man. That's cool. Do you know what it was on, like, the Switch, or is it?
Oh, man, I didn't see what it's console for, but I'm pretty sure it's going to be for everything.
Okay. All right. Probably Switch. If we get an update later on, let us know, Daniel, at the end of the podcast. We can let people know what it's on, but I love Contra. I mean, if you're going to update old games, I'm like, you know, I've gotten a new love for retro gaming. I'm glad that this thing started up with me because I'm really having a lot of fun with it. Just going back in because it's bits and pieces of like these really quick games that you can play and they're very satisfying and you get to disconnect for a little while, you know, and you're not, yeah, like one thing about Call of Duty is it would every once in a while stress me out, you know, you're not playing good, your KDR is going down, dude, like people on your team are pissing you off. Like sometimes it cannot be fun. Like it's really hard to get super pissed off at like Pac-Man or Frogger or these games, you know, or Contra because you're just really running and gunning. The only thing was those old video games were super hard because they wanted you to keep dropping quarters. So they were always made to make you drop a lot of quarters to die a lot. So
yeah, I think it's on mobile.
Oh, really?
Like actually, like the App Store.
Oh, really? Oh,
on Google Play, like Android for Android.
Oh, that might be
cool. Pretty interesting.
Do you, I know, Oscar, you typically have some. Do you have any game news tonight or you fresh out?
I'm fresh out at the moment because I've been just focusing on my class all weekend. So I'll update everyone out next week.
Yeah, I forgot
about Halo. What else in the games are coming? Halo. There's gonna be new operators for Rainbow Six, and more. So I'll keep you guys updated next week.
Oh, and Call of Duty Vanguard got announced. The new Call of Duty.
Oh, really? What is it? What is it based on?
World War II.
Oh. See, I love the skin. Actually, that almost came out super wrong. I don't love the World Wars, but I love the games. And if the time frame and the stories and the you know, like you get your Saving Private Ryan's and these things that are based out of that time frame. Like to me, that was a very noble thing. And every time I watch it, I like get super sentimental, and I enjoy like that was a time where I think at least this country was really bonded together, but the way they were fighting was also very honorable most of the time, you know, not like now, like it's really like chaotic and everything's like terrorism based. So.
Yeah. They got announced a day ago, 2 days ago, and it's going to come out November 5th.
Oh,
so it's coming really fast.
I forgot about those release dates, man. Those November release dates playing it through Christmas. Yeah.
They always do that between like Christmas and Black Friday and everything.
Yeah. So question, is this going to be a PS4, PS5, interchangeable still, all the systems?
Yeah, it's going to be all the systems, minus the Switch.
Good.
The Switch, also the new Switch is coming out, I believe, in October.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah, the LED.
Well, not new Switch, but it's an update of the Switch that's out right now.
I know, I'm tempted to get the Switch because there's some there's some really cool retro games on it, but I don't need to carry around video games. That'd be the death of me. That'd be the death of me for sure.
Talking about that, I heard don't take naps when you take care of Bobby Beto.
Hey, man, I can't help it.
Well, what
happened? Well, that'll be an off-air discussion. We'll talk about it later. All right. moving on. All right, nerd news continued. Fucking Daniel. Have you seen the new trailer for Halloween Kills? Not Beto Kills, but Halloween Kills? Yeah, no?
No, there's a new trailer?
That's not really a great trailer in the sense of trailer, but it's the music behind it is really, really, like, it's John Carpenter. It's like they're kind of focusing on his soundtrack, and I really think it's fucking badass. Like, he was the one who did the original Halloween soundtrack, right? He directed it, did the soundtrack, created the iconic Halloween sound. So this is him revisiting and kind of going into that. And here's that Halloween Kills kind of soundtrack teaser. It's kind of badass, dude. I think that's like an updated sound for that, like an iconic sound. It's kind of cool. Another thing, Funimation is actually going to be showing a remastered version of my favorite anime of all time. Do you guys know what it is?
No.
Let's see if you can guess with this.
Is it good?
Very similar. Now, you're just so you guys know, like, I believe this was a favorite of the of, you know, the aunts and uncles growing up. They actually watched anime at one time. It's called Robotech, the Microsoft. So it's one of my favorite animes of all time. Funimation is going to be showing a remastered version of it with, like, kind of the updated, they're like just really clearing up some of that old animation. It's going to be pretty cool. And then let's see what, oh, Kevin Feige had a lot of things to say this last week. First off, he wants to let everyone know that the cast for Fantastic Four is going to be a lot of new faces, a lot of old faces. He really wants to get a nice ensemble cast, an established cast for this movie, because he knows a lot of people have been disappointed in the past for this franchise. So he really wants to make it like something something that everyone can love, and like bring back the iconic team of all of Marvel back, you know, in full. Mm-hmm. So I think that's pretty cool. He's putting a lot of heart into making sure that the fans like this movie. So I love the Fantastic Four. I think they're amazing characters. I think they've kind of done them subpar over the years. So
yeah, I agree.
Kevin Feige also said it's going to be a while before we see an Avengers movie, by the way, which I thought was, he goes, you know, the first one took us a while to get to because we had to establish all these stories for these people. It's just going to feel longer because of the pandemic, but that's another, he was talking about that as well. And last, but not least, Spider-Man, literally a couple hours ago, No Way Home released the first official, it says teaser trailer, but the thing's like 3 minutes long. It's long. So I'm gonna play a minute plus of it, so you can get a feeling for it. But check this trailer out. It's super cool. Like, this new Spider-Man movie is gonna be multiverse out the yin yang. It's like super cool that, you know, I mean, it's a lot. Like, I was wondering how they were going to shift what happened at the end of Spider-Man to make it, because it's obviously big news, but Spider-Man can't know who Peter Parker is. It's so detrimental to his character, you know? So it's going to kind of tease into that. So you kind of, if you don't want to hear it, it is a kind of a spoiler for the movie on what's going to happen with that information we got in the last one. So I would say for the next minute and 30 seconds, turn us down. But here is Spider-Man No Way Home teaser trailer.
Oh, look at this. This is a good one. Some suggest that Parker's powers include the male spider's ability to hypnotize females.
Stop. Come on.
Yes, my spider lord.
Can we just, like, stay up here all day? It is so crazy down there.
That's right, folks. Spider-Man is, in fact, Peter Parker.
Listen, I did not kill Mysterio. The drones did.
The drones that are yours.
Does any part of you feel relieved about all this?
What do you mean?
Now that everybody knows, you don't really have to hide or lie to people.
For the record, I never wanted to lie to you. But how do you tell someone that you're Spider-Man? Now everybody knows. But this isn't about me. This is hurting a lot of people. I've just been thinking about how to fix all of this.
So, Peter, to what do I owe the pleasure?
I'm sorry to bother you, sir.
Please, we saved half the universe together. I think we're beyond you calling me sir.
Okay, Steven.
That feels weird, but I'll allow it.
When Mysterio revealed my identity, my entire life got screwed up. I was wondering if maybe you could make it so that he never did.
Strange.
Don't cast that spell. It's too dangerous. Fine. I won't.
The entire world is about to forget that Peter Parker is Spider-Man.
Wait, everyone? Can't some people still know?
That's not how the spell works.
So MJ's gonna forget about everything we've ever been through?
Stop tampering with the spell.
Oh my God, Ned, he's my best friend. Oh, my Aunt May should really
stop talking.
Oh man, it looks intense, dude. I am actually really excited for this. Like, this is the movie. This is the movie that's going to, for me, like, be finally a movie that, I mean, maybe we have the Eternals first, right? And then we have, the Seven Rings or whatever. I don't know.
Oh yeah, Shang-Chi.
Yeah, and the Shang-Chi. And then we have Spider-Man. Is in December.
I think it's December.
December. So, I mean, this is, the next few months are going to be crazy. That's three, 4 months away. We're going to be getting nailed with all these amazing movies. I'm excited. So,
I'm ready. So ready.
Oscar, what did you think of the trailer? Did you enjoy it?
Dude, it's going to be a great movie. I'm actually ready to see the Spider-Man movie. So yeah, it's going to be good. You know, and also the little love affair that Gwen and or whatever her name is. It's they got it off camera. What's her name in real life?
They were off camera. They got together.
I think they're dating. I'm not 100%. Maybe it was just a lie from the internet. But you know, I they might be dating.
A little Twilight love affair. I love it. See, I always bring it back to Twilight.
I know.
You and Twilight, man. You gotta give Hocus Pocus a chance, bro.
Okay, we're moving on. And that's it for nerd news. Let's get ready for a little back in time.
Some news.
Oh, wait. Okay. News. Well, Jesus. Bring it. Sorry, I'm moving and grooving, buddy. Moving and grooving.
Did you guys see the first look of Moonlight?
No.
They actually showed how he looks, his first full costume and everything. And he looks legit. He looks like Moonlight.
Oh, really? Okay.
Really cool. I'll send you the picture of him.
Send me the picture.
And then the other one was the Eternals. So a lot of people are giving Marvel crap because they're saying they're ripping off Zack Snyder's Superman.
Really?
Because one of the Eternals shoots lasers from his eye and flies. Like, you know how many superheroes can do that?
Yeah. Well, but the Eternals came out after, so there may have been a little bit, you know, a little bit of that.
How else do you expect to do it? Like, yeah. The guy flies and she's lasers.
I know. There's always shit to talk. That's the problem with these nerds, have way too much time on their hands. Look at us. We do a podcast talking all this shit.
True. Another thing that's news to me is probably not news to you guys, but they renamed Boba Fett's ship.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
We talked about that a little. You might have been gone one of those, but
I think they named
it the Boba Fett ship. And if you own some of the Legos or some of that stuff, keep it. Some of it went up. I don't know. We talked about this. I get why they do certain things. This one, I don't. I think, you know, some words are bad. The actual word, like, slave is not necessarily bad. It's the act of it that's bad. So when you, you know, like, so it's a little frustrating when we have to, like, kind of make things in our society completely disappear that aren't necessarily, like, certain things are bad. But a word, like, his ship being called that, Slave One, is not a negative thing, you know, because of, it's not the actual act of it. It's just the name of it. So,
yeah,
I don't know.
I agree.
I think we go a little too far sometimes, but, you know, life is what it is sometimes, and people just are extreme nowadays. So,
I don't know. We'll probably have a separate episode for this, but I really enjoyed the What If second episode.
Oh, yeah, I did too.
It was really cool.
And we do have a recorded, just so people know, we do have a recorded one of it. The audio on it was a little tainty at the end. So I'm going to record it. I did fix it. It took me a little while to fix it up. So it will be part of What If. Part one and part two will be released together. So if you want to hear our take on both of those, we will release those together sometime this week. A little update.
And I think that's it for me.
All right. Well, gentlemen, let's go back in time. I'll be back in time. Gotta get back in time. Gotta get back in time. All right, back in 1973 this week, a little movie called Enter the Dragon was released. Great, great Bruce Lee movie. Are you guys fans of Bruce Lee? Ever watch his movies? Do you guys enjoy his movies?
I've seen maybe one of his movies, but that's about it.
Yeah, I like all his movies.
Yeah, they're fun. I actually really enjoyed Bruce Lee. He actually was in The Green Hornet as well, the TV show. And you could see him there. That character is represented when he was in The Green Hornet, is represented in Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. That's why he makes an appearance, because they are filming that show during the time Brad Pitt's on set for Leonardo DiCaprio, all convoluted. But you could see Bruce Lee kind of, I think it was Kato. He was, it was his character on that. So Bruce Lee, Enter the Dragon, 1973. All right, in 1987, a little movie called Dirty Dancing was released. And I actually really, really like this movie. I think it's a fun movie. I'm a big Patrick Swayze fan. And Patrick Swayze came out with a song during that movie. And I think it was his birthday this last week as well. So to kind of honor his birthday and on the releasing of Dirty Dancing, we will listen to Patrick Swayze sing great song, She's Like the Wind.
Like the wind through my tree, she rides the night next to me. She leads me through moonlight, only to burn me with the sun. She's taking my heart, but she doesn't know what she's done.
All right, this next one I'm a little bit bummed because Derek's not on tonight, but this is from 1990, and I've never seen two or three of this, but I've definitely seen number one, which most people have. The Exorcist 3 came out in 1990.
Seventeen years ago, an extraordinary motion picture touched our most profound, nameless fears. Do you dare walk these steps again? Death, be not proud, nor canst thou kill me. Satan grows stronger.
You believe in possession, Father?
He has found a haven.
I've come to take a little blood from you, Father.
He has taken possession.
The boy had been crucified.
His web widens.
I've just never seen anything like this in 20 years.
In
inside this cell.
The killer drove an ingot into each of his eyes and cut off his head.
Inside a man.
Who are you?
I am no one.
A man we thought had died.
Dude, it's gonna be. Dude, that is that actually the trailer scared the shit out of me because Exorcist did. So I actually want to see this. I'm saying it now. Halloween outdoor movie night, Exorcist 3. It's gonna happen. All right. This movie, 1995. I love this song and I love this movie and makes me excited every time I get a chance to play Mortal Kombat. That's got to be, like, literally one of the best movie songs, right? Like, I don't know.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
It's just so good. Like, even now I listen to it. It's so relevant. It's so cool. Like, I still want to, like, just get into it. So, in 1997, this guy came out with a song. Now, I'm going to give you guys a chance to figure it out ahead of time. I'm going to give you do a little trivia, okay? He is a artist in his own right, was an artist before he was ever an actor, okay? He's had hit singles and hit, I would say, probably one of his biggest hits was A Song About Summer. He sang the original opening to his TV show. Any guesses on who this person is?
Two and a Half Men?
No. This is... His name is Will Smith. And way back in 1997, he sang a song that went to number one for 3 weeks for the movie Men in Black.
It's the M.I.B.'s. Here come the M.I.B.'s. Guys dress in black, remember that, just in case we ever face to face and make contact. The title held by me, MIB, means what you think you saw, you did not see. So don't blink, be what was there.
I totally forget sometimes that that guy had a whole rap career before he was ever a movie star.
He has some pretty catchy
really have a rap career.
I think so. I think he had pretty summertime.
Getting jiggy with
it.
Yeah, I enjoyed it. I enjoyed a lot of his music. I mean, still to this day, like, he even does a parody of Nightmare on My Street. I thought was awesome. Like, it was a little Nightmare on Elm Street parody, but it's a super cool song that he did back in the day. So, if you ever get a chance, go back and YouTube some of Will Smith's old music. It's pretty cool. All right, in 2007. Actually, no. Repeat that. In 1998, this movie came out and also had a really, really, really cool techno soundtrack. Let's see if you guys can guess the name of this movie.
Matrix.
Nope. This is
1996.
Nope.
No?
It's going to go on like this for a while, so... Imagine a vampire killer.
Blade. Craven?
Blade.
Oh, Blade, yeah. That's true.
That's not familiar. I'm like, I know I saw this.
Yeah, it's like, it's that whole opening scene when he gets into the club and he's like, it's that, they call it like the vampire rave scene or whatever, but it's actually really, it's super cool. In 2007, this movie, which is filmed all over the city of Burbank, it's actually kind of cool, like to drive around and kind of see all the places it was filmed. It's really local to Los Angeles. But this movie came out and I think is one of the funniest movies. I still love watching this movie to this day. Enjoy one of the funniest clips from, and I'm sorry, it's a little raunchy. So if you don't like raunchy, give us about a minute here and then you can turn us back up.
Get out of here. They're going to make me run laps again.
Dude, just fucking listen, okay?
Jules and her stupid fucking friend came up to me and they asked me to buy her alcohol. But not just her, for a whole party. You know what that means? By some divine miracle, we were paired up and she actually thought of me. Thought of me enough to decide that I was the guy she would trust with the whole funness of her party. She wants to fuck me, she wants my dick in or around her mouth.
Did you ever think that maybe she's just using you to get her alcohol? She doesn't want your dick.
Yes, of course I thought of that. That's like the first thing that came to my mind. Just listen.
My older brother always says like the nastiest shit. Like he called me Hyman until I was 12. Seth, I want to blow you.
And she didn't say that, come on.
She didn't say the second part, but the first part. She's got an older brother. And she could have asked him, but she asked me. She looked me in the eyes and said, Seth, Mama's making a puby salad, and I need some Seth's own dressing. She's DTF. She's down to fuck, man. P and VG. She wants to fuck, man. Tonight is a night to fuck.
Oh, it's so great. It's so great. He's so
that's my cag in and around her mouth.
Yeah. He's out of control there, dude. I love it. That's Super Bad. Came out in 2007. That's actually only been 14 years ago, man. It's kind of crazy. Like it feels like it's been longer, but oh well, it's not that long.
It's crazy how their careers, where they ended up, dude. I mean, they made it up some good movies.
Yeah, they've all of them have kind of were able to use that movie and catapult their careers in like all different directions. It's kind of cool. And then the guy from, he also did, like the, so what's his name? McLovin was, the bad guy, right? And, what's the name?
Yeah, Kick-Ass.
Kick-Ass. Yeah. Yeah. It was bad guy. Kick-Ass. All right. In 2009, Inglourious Basterds was released. Great movie.
Great movie.
Yeah. And in 2019, Tool came out with an album. They hadn't came out with an album, gosh, in like, I want to guess like 10 plus years at that point. But on their brand new album, they had a new song called Fear. And excuse me if I don't pronounce this right, but it's Incoluum. Fear Incoluum, I think. I don't know. Incoluum. And it was actually, it made history because it was the first song to be over 10 minutes to break into the top 100. Here's a little piece of Tool. And I just, if I get a chance to play Tool, I'm always going to play it. I love this band. That's just a little 25-second clip of a 10-minute song. That's Tool. And then in 2020, this group released a song, and within 24 hours, it got 100 million views within 24 hours. The song, of course, was number one. It was by a group.
It's from Drake.
No, it's not from Drake. It's a group. Would you guys happen to know the group's name?
Kiss.
BTS, and the song was Dynamite. Ain't the stars tonight. So watch me bring the fire, set the night light. Shoes on, get up in the morning, cup of milk, let's rock and roll. Kink out, kick the drum, rolling on like a rolling stone. That is enough of that crap, and that's it for Back in Time. I'll be back in time. Gotta get back in time. Gotta get back in time. All right, let's play a little game we like to call What If, not the Marvel version, but the Gathering version. Here's a little What If intro. Well, we don't get our resident shit talker tonight, Mr. Derek, who I don't even, you know, I keep saying this name. I don't remember who that is, actually.
I don't know who that fool is.
He's the one that always gets lost when we take him out and there's a little bit of water.
He always gets burned.
Well, I got a question for you guys. What if you had to have someone, anyone from movies, the past, human being, not human being, alien, I don't give a fuck who they are. Anyone who could represent you in your trial by combat, who would you have represent you?
Anybody, like famous people too? Or like
famous people, aliens, Godzilla, for all I care. Who would you have represent you? Anything in any movie, in any genre, for your trial by combat, kind of like they what they would do in Game of Thrones.
I'll choose Groot.
You'd have Groot fight for you. Groot would be your champion.
I am Groot.
All right, you guys probably have the best conversations.
I'll smoke you, no, Groot. I'm Groot.
Hey, Groot, let me get a leaf.
Oh, man.
Hey, Groot, can I plant some of these seeds on you?
I'll be Batman.
Batman would be your champion?
Yeah, I'd be my champion.
I think I would do, I think I would do Yoda as my champion. I think Yoda would be a badass.
You're a wise one.
Yeah, I think Yoda would be a badass champion. You know, there was nothing like in the history of me for movies. I mean, I didn't like the prequels as much, but that first time Yoda comes in and he fights Dooku is such a, like, that is the scene to me in all the prequels. I think that is the coolest scene. He opens his robe up and just force grabs his jersey, lightsaber's jersey, right off his
this little spider monkey, man.
Yeah, it was badass, dude. I love that scene. Okay. Well, actually, now Derek, who do you think Derek would pick for his champion?
He would pick
like a transformer to turn into a gun or something.
what would he pick?
He'd probably pick some kind of serial killer.
What's the name?
No, you think serial
killer? The guy who shoots guns all the time. John Wick.
John Wick, the Punisher. He'd probably pick the Punisher, John Wick. Actually, so if you had to pick,
Bundy.
These are all guys that starts with J, right? If you had to pick who's more badass, honest, most badass, is it Jason Bourne, John Wick, or James Bond? Like, who's more badass out of those guys? If you guys put those in an arena to fight.
Yeah, I'll say it's John Wick. John Wick,
John Wick, James Bond, or Jason Bourne?
I think John Wick, but if it's a spy person, I'll go, 007.
007?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I think Jason Bourne, dude, like, kicked fucking ass in his movies. Like, his fight scenes were epic, you know? I don't think you get a good John Wick without a Jason Bourne. I don't think you get those movies without that. Because
I feel like Jason Bourne would be the backup for John Wick. Like, hey, you go beat up these people, and I go over here.
Derek is like going to be listening to this, going, "I can't believe they're talking about John Wick without me. I love him. I love him."
But Derek.
Yeah. Okay. Is it a weird move to bet against your own team in sports? But like, think about it. So your team wins, you're happy. Your team loses, you're happy because you won money. So is it a weird move
That's you betraying your team. You're betraying your oath to your team. Now that's bullshit, Sky. That's some bullshit.
So if your team is 0-12, right, going against the best team, and you would go bet on them still.
Yeah, I would still bet on my team.
I don't know if that's even smart, dude. That's just like a weird loyalty to the end. You can still love and root for your team.
It just takes that one game to win to make me a couple $100 or a couple $1,000. Because just imagine if my team will sue the Raiders because they had a bad season, not that, but like a couple years ago they had like an 0-12 or 0-something like season, and the last game and it was like, hey, it was them against, I don't know, the Eagles or whatever, the Chargers, say the rival team Chargers, and they had all the, like, it was 10-1. 10-1, the Chargers are like, hands down, is going to win it. And the Raiders, and that 1%, that's me. I will bet on my Raiders. And if I win that, that's a come up.
Yeah, but if you look at this, this is the concept, right? If you're betting on your team, if you bet against your team and they lose, and they suck, you make money. So you're happy that you made some money. But if they win, oh, fuck it, you lost some money, but your team won, so you're happy that they won. So you're happy either way. It's a win-win.
Nah, it's a betrayal to the team. You're winning money.
The team's going to come knock on your door like, Oscar, we're so disappointed in you.
The win, it's like okay, it's like bittersweet, yes, but it's like, to me, it's like, damn. Is that
blood money?
Because I'm happy because they lost. I'd be like, nah, I should be happy because... Yeah, no, it's not. I gotta choose my team over the victory.
So it's blood money. You couldn't do it. You couldn't bet against your team.
I could not bet against my team.
Interesting.
I would
too. 100%. If I knew that they were gonna, like, if I knew, okay, now what if you knew that they were gonna lose? Like, you knew 100%, like, it's the only game in history. You knew the spread. You knew everything about the game. You knew that they were gonna lose. You could make tons of money betting on this game. Right? Would you bet against your team?
Yes.
Oscar?
Okay, so you're involved. You probably have tons of money, but
I can fuck you with Oscar, man.
I'm hurting his soul.
I mean, I want to say I would bet against my team if it's making me millions of dollars or hundreds of thousands of dollars. But if it's just like statistically without no money, I'll still lose with my team.
All right, fair enough. Fair enough. All right. Is eating in bed gross or okay?
Okay, hell yeah.
Yeah, okay.
I believe it's okay too. Like, I think it's not a bad thing. I know some people freak out about that because of, like, whatever weird reasons. But I was reading a couple, like, what if questions, and that was one. I was like, I think it's okay. Like, that one didn't even, like, kind of faze me, but I was curious. Because I thought it was so, like, okay that I was wondering how you guys would react. What do you think Derek would think?
Definitely eats in bed all the time.
Does he? Yeah. He probably has a pizza in there now. That's probably why he couldn't get on tonight. He's sitting there with the pizza, some porn, and some video game going on. Bastard.
Can't one half for everything.
Yeah. Okay. Would you count to $1 million, or would you count to $1 million for $1 million, but you have to count 1, 2, 3, all the way to $1 million. You get $1 million, but the entire time you have to be locked in an empty room until you're finished with no sound.
I'll try, but I don't even know if I can count to $1 million.
Same. I'll try. I don't know if I can count to $1 million.
You can't even get out of the room until you're done doing it. Would you attempt it?
I'll attempt it.
So yeah. You'd be stuck, like, you may, like, you got to count, so you're stuck in that room until you're done with the deed.
Yeah, I mean, we're getting money, yeah. So
okay. I don't know.
Are we still getting money regardless if we get stuck, or are you asking two separate, like, two
No,
separate
no, you, you'll or? Get the money. You're just going to be in this room by yourself, locked in a room until you get done with the counting. So, I mean, like that, some people to be locked in a room by themselves, counting, doing that, like, might go a little stir crazy. I don't know how long it would take to count to $1 million. That's actually an interesting question. I'd actually like to know that. So if you guys want to Google it or someone wants to put it online for us and we can check next week, that'd be great. But I'm actually curious to know. And I actually, we'll talk about this off air, but I think the gathering, I don't want to do it because I think it's too much work, but I think the gathering needs to get a Twitter page. I'm just saying. I think that there's I know Derek used to do something like that, but I think it'd be good to promote the show. So if anyone wants to do that for us on this podcast or off the podcast, be my guest. All right.
It'll take you 11 days, 13 hours, 46 minutes, and 40 seconds. Oh my God. I don't know if I can do 11 days. 11 days.
So it'll take you 11 full days to count to see. Now does it change it? Could you do it?
Oh my God. That'd be
hard. 11 days.
I wouldn't be able to do it. But you get $1 million when you're done, like cash, boom, cash money. And then 11
days. Mentality, I think your state of mind will be gone by the 11th day.
Like, what is numbers? Numbers talk to me now.
Isn't it crazy, like, exactly, how you can actually Google that and know exactly how long it would take? Now, that's, like, probably just not stopping and stuff, taking a break, but that's crazy. All right.
No, that's weird.
Now, this is just a guess. I mean, you guys have probably thrown this pitch at, like, a carnival or something at one point. But with a good warm-up, really good warm up. How fast do you think you could throw a pitch?
I say I'm lowballing myself, but at 65.
I would guess you more in the 70s, probably low 70s, but which is low close. 70s? Yeah.
Okay.
I'm going to say maybe 50, 60.
Not 56. Okay. I did it once, and the fastest I ever threw it was like 81. And I know that the carnival things are a little off, like they kind of, because they, you know, they want to win, so you can kind of guess and do it. But I'll tell you, when I threw it like that, my arm hurt so bad with that warm up. But that, you know, like think about that too. Like if you guys have ever been in a batting cage and you go to like the 70-mile-an-hour one, dude, that thing is whizzing by.
And that's whizzing by, yeah.
It's kind of scary, like actually. So
I don't know how people hit 100 plus.
No,
it's like, yeah,
no idea.
They have a sharp eye for that shit.
No idea. All right, that's it for our what if tonight. We had a short one, just because I didn't get a lot of questions done tonight. That's my fault. But you know, don't forget, if you ever have a what if question, go ahead and send it to us. We'd love to hear from you. You can put it. You can just, if you know us, you can text us. If you don't, you can put it on our Instagram, which is Daniel, your cue.
_gathering_nerd.
Put it on there. We'd love to answer the question, have some fun with it. Again, we appreciate all our fans out there. Thank you for gathering with the nerds tonight. It's always a pleasure. And we will catch you next week, actually probably midweek, for our What If update. Don't forget to check that out. But hopefully we'll have the full cast of The Gathering next week. We do miss you, Derek. Thank you, Derek. Does just don't waste a whole bottle of lotion by next week. Okay? Save us some. All right. From Sky, Oscar, Daniel, thank you. And don't forget to gather on.
Move on forward.
You got to move on down. Gather on.